What up, though, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Upside. I'm your host, Keenan Rivals, bringing you sports cards and sports cards news every day. Super excited to be up this early. Yesterday, we had a late start to the video. I was trying to get these out early. Yesterday, that didn't work out. It didn't come out to about 1 o'clock. But today, you should be hearing this on your way to work, or at least, you know, while you're drinking your coffee. Today is going to be a relatively short episode. There wasn't a lot going on. Bringing news every day. Sometimes we have really hot days and sometimes we have cold days. And yesterday was definitely a cold day. You know, not too much happens on a Tuesday. Just want to give everybody a friendly reminder about the High Upside Show's membership. I just changed the name. Let me know what you guys think of it. But I want to call it the Upside Squad. I know it may not sound the coolest. I know we're like 30, but I think it sounds dope. Let me know what you guys think. But yeah, if you guys want to join the Upside Squad, definitely check out my Substack. Right now, I'm running a 30% promotion on the annually subscription as well as the monthly subscription. That's going to end this week. So if you want to jump in, if you want to get these plays, definitely check it out. It's less than a cup of coffee per week. On top of that, Wednesday is always a good day to join because that's when we drop the sports cards pick of the week. Last week's pick has already pretty much 2x'd. So definitely want to see what this pick will do. I think it's going to have the same effect. So yeah, definitely jump in to join that. That's going to drop sometime this evening. So I want you guys to all be a part of it. With that being said, I did want to get into some sports cards news. Remember this top 50 or top whatever we were doing with the Athletic? I was kind of showcasing this. I'm not sure if I ever showed like 1 through 10. I'm not sure if I showed the top 10. So I wanted to make sure I did that for you guys. I know we had a few of these. As always, the Athletic does deep analysis on every player. We're not going to get into that analysis, just kind of show you the chart here. And, you know, I'm sure a few of you guys could have guessed who these players are, but it's always fun to kind of see them in the list. So at number one, we got Luka Doncic. At two, we have Jason Tatum. At three, we have Zion Williamson. Number four kind of shocked me. For those who aren't looking on YouTube, it was Bam Adebayo. And five, Donovan Mitchell. Six was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I was shocked was ahead of Trae Young. So number seven was Trae Young. Eight, LaMelo Ball. Nine, Ja Morant, and 10, De'Aaron Fox. Now that I'm looking at this list, I don't think I showed the top 20. So, you know, if you're looking on YouTube, you can kind of see that as well. I won't go through them all. Some of the standouts here, you know, is Michael Porter Jr. at 17, John Collins at 18. We got DeAndre Hunter at 13, Mikal Bridges at 15, and OG Anunoby at 13. So, you know, some of those are kind of shocking to me. You know, I wouldn't put OG Anunoby ahead of Michael Porter Jr. I definitely wouldn't put DeAndre Hunter above those guys. But when you start factoring in defense and things of that nature, I guess it makes sense. Mikal Bridges, I really don't get. He's a great offensive player. He's in a perfect system for his game. I don't know if I would have Mikal Bridges over a lot of these guys. Yeah, that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at number six, kind of being ahead of Trae Young, LaMelo Ball, and Ja Morant. I thought that was interesting. So let me know what you guys think about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander kind of being the first like point guard on the list. I know a few of you guys are really high on SGA in the Discord. So, you know, shout out to those who picked up some of his cards. Moving on, I saw this article on The Athletic as well, and it was talking about the slam dunk contest. I kind of had this hunch early on that maybe buying some Top Shot moments of slam dunk participants or, you know, contestants could really, you know, push their value up. And then once I saw like the list of the dunk contestants, I was just like, why is there three people? So Anfernee Simons, Cassius Stanley, and Obi Toppin will be doing the dunk contest. And if any of you just had questions like me, the reason there's only three participants is because, well, it's going to be during halftime. With that being said, this is probably going to be the worst dunk contest of all time. I don't think it's going to push any value to anybody. Maybe Obi Toppin if he comes out and does something crazy. But, I mean, I just don't know how athletic these guys are. I know they got some springs. And I know Anfernee Simons can throw it down. I know Obi Toppin can as well. I just don't know how creative they are. You know, Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, they've spoiled us. And if it's not on that level, I'm not really that interested. This is the least talked about All-Star weekend that I can think of. I didn't even know it was this weekend. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, those are the dunk contest participants. That's why there's only three of them. And hopefully the halftime show goes well. What else do we have here? The Athletic did a post about the Utah Jazz as well, saying the Utah Jazz is bringing the best out of their opponents, and they're pretty much the team to beat. So it looks like Donovan Mitchell starting to get some press here. I figured this is going to happen. Now that we're getting into the second half of the season, we're going to start seeing like the COVID news kind of die down. We're going to start seeing like, you know, the NBA trade news kind of dying down. And we're going to get into, you know, who are the MVPs? Who are the best teams? Who are the championship contenders? Who's the rookie of the year? We're going to start having real basketball dialogue. And that's why I've been saying that I think modern cards are going to start pushing up around this time. And if you've been paying close attention to the market, you can kind of already see that. This is still an impromptu thing here. So, like, if we go to Donovan Mitchell on Card Ladder, we can probably see that there's going to be an uptick in his – yep, there it is. So we can probably see there's going to be an uptick in his value. I didn't look at this earlier. Within the last 2 weeks, the card has grown 3%. Within the last month, the card has grown 88%. So, like, there's still some real value in modern cards. So don't sleep on those. I mean, this was a $300 card. We talked about, you know, last month, we talked about this card all the time on the newsletter, in the Discord, Morning Bins. And now we kind of see it pushing towards $600. Donovan Mitchell is finally getting his respect. And I think this is going to happen for a lot of other players. I'm sure if I go to Zach LaVine, he's doing the exact same thing. He's probably going to be up even higher. And, you know, we're going to start seeing some of these modern cards push out. So, you know, Zach LaVine's up 76%. He's, you know, if you look at the last 2 weeks, he's probably up nothing because none have sold. So if you, you know, not that many Zach LaVines out there. But yeah, I think modern cards are going to start pushing up, and it's going to be these type of articles and this type of, you know, media that we see. We're going to start seeing ESPN talk about this. We're going to start seeing everybody's going to be talking about who's going to win, and these cards are going to push up. The downfall, if the Lakers don't play well, they won't get a lot of good press, and that's going to benefit a lot of investors. A lot of that money that we saw going to LeBron took away from the entire market. Now we're starting to see people flip their vintage cards. We're starting to see people flip their LeBron cards, and that money is not going to go into the bank, or it's just going to flow into other cards. So super excited about that. I know a lot of you had got some good positions. A lot of you got some cards for cheap, and I think that's going to start paying off. With that being said, if you guys want to keep track of your modern cards, if you kind of want to see what's hot, what's not, definitely check out Card Ladder. I have a link in the description below. If you sign up for the platform, it helps the channel. So I greatly appreciate that. And it's going to just give you a lot of value. You get this ladder. It's going to tell you what's hot, what's not. You can kind of organize it by, you know, whatever way you want. Links down in the description. And again, that helps the channel. Moving on to some sports cards news. Didn't really see too much that stood out to me this or today, for example. However, I did notice that Luka's Select has finally passed that $1,000 threshold. I've been kind of watching it myself. And I was saying, like, you know, it just couldn't get there. I always see it hit like 949 and then it would drop back down to 900. And now we can see that a few have passed that $1,000. You know, it was kind of flaky right here. So I didn't say too much. And then it went back down to 950. And now it's at $1,092. And we just saw one in for $1,150 yesterday. So what does this mean for the Select? I mean, well, it's closing in on the Prism. You know, we're starting to see that gap fill up. The Prism's gone up too, though. So, you know, don't sleep on that Prism. But, you know, right now the Prism's at $1,456 and the Select PSA 10 is at $1,092, or as we just seen, $1,150. So, you know, is that gap going to close? I'm not sure. It seems like when the Select goes up, the Prism goes up, but it's definitely a lot closer than it was 3 months ago. So you see how wide that was. Now we're right there. So I'm not sure if Select's going to be able to outdo Prism or what the case is going to be, but it is maintaining its value. To me, it is the better card to hold. And I don't even know what's going on with this one, but, you know, yesterday we saw a Select Premier sell for $1,700. Now that was a buy now, maybe an impulse buy. I'm not sure. The Premier should be touted as a better card. It's kind of like that tier two or, you know, in the pristine days, that would be noted as an uncommon. So, you know, we've seen that sell for too much. I don't think that's going to continue to happen, but I think Select's just kind of gaining value. With that being said, I did notice that this 2007 Topps Chrome Orange Refractor of Kevin Durant recently sold for $19,600, and that's a PSA 9. And I'm bringing this Kevin Durant up because I want to kind of showcase you guys a few things. We're looking at these Select base. They're going for 1,000, you know, one went for 1,700. We got the Prism here going for 1,400. Everyone's looking at these base cards, but no one's noticing how high this Kevin Durant went. $19,000 for a PSA 9 Kevin Durant. For those who don't know about the orange refractors, this is serial number to 199. So super limited card. And it got me thinking, like, yeah, these are great value. These are great cards to own. The Select version of this Luka is pretty limited. But why aren't we looking at the colored parallels of these players? Now, obviously, the colored parallels are going to be a lot more expensive. But, you know, here's a great example. that Prism PSA 10 of Luka was going for $1,500. Well, you can get the Prism Red PSA 9 for $4,750, or you can get the Select Red for $1,728, a better value in my opinion. And we recently saw a Optic PSA 9 of Luka Red sell for $2,575. So these cards are more expensive, but they're much, much better value in my opinion, because they're going to maintain their value based on being serial numbered. You don't have to worry about, you know, high pop reports or anything of that nature. And, you know, if we look at this Kevin Durant number to 199, we can see that over time, these are probably going to be the cards that can appreciate versus, you know, those base cards not doing too well. Now, with that being said, Kevin Durant's Topps Chrome is like $11,000 or $12,000 right now. So it's kind of hard to see which one's going to provide value. But unlike modern cards, you know, there's not 15,000 Kevin Durants. So I think it's best as an investor. For me personally, I'm kind of ditching the base card for modern. I'm just not interested in them anymore. And I'm really looking at these colored parallels. Select's my favorite. I think it's the best value on the market right now. But I can see why Prism could be a popular, you know, asset as well. My theory is that with these colored Prisms, it doesn't have to be Luka. It could be whoever you're looking at. People are going to start buying the card and not the grade, especially with grading being so high. I imagine that people are buying this card. They want the Kevin Durant with only 199, you know, in the world. The grade matters. Obviously, the higher the grade, the better, you know, the higher the price. But it's not like, so you don't have to get a 10. You know, with the Prism base, you kind of have to get a 10. There's like 15, how many is there? There's 16,000 Prism PSA 10s of Luka Doncic. You have to get the 10. You can't get the 9. There's 16,000 10s. So, you know, I think these colored Prisms are going to be a much, much better value, whether it's Select or Optic or Prism itself. So start looking at your favorite player. Start seeing if he has some 9s on the market. If you can afford a colored parallel of a 10, go for that as well, depending on who you're investing in. But I think this is going to be the play for me. So as you kind of watch this channel, you'll start seeing me charting a lot more of these. I just think it's the best value on the market right now. Getting a Luka Select Red Prism for $1,728 versus buying his, you know, Select Premier for $1,700, complete no-brainer. So yeah, let me know what you guys think about that. Again, kind of a short episode today. So just wanted to kind of bring you some value with these parallels. I'll do my best to find some parallel cards, you know, put them in morning bins. I think, you know, Jason Tatum's a good option right now. If you can get a parallel of Donovan Mitchell, that's probably going to be a good value in the short term. So I'll try to find those for you guys this morning, put it in morning bins and, you know, get those plays over to you. With that being said, if you haven't already, definitely check me out on Twitter. I need you guys to follow me, shoot me a DM, let me know you're from the channel, and I'll give you a follow back. Love this engagement right now. I want to see if I can find that poll about me playing 2K online to see what you guys think. So yeah, 69% of you said yes. So yeah, I'll probably start streaming on 2K. Maybe I'll do it on a Sunday, maybe every week on Sunday we can do a live Q&A. Let me know how that sounds, where I play some 2K. Maybe I'll play some of you, beat you guys, demolish you, because I'm great at 2K. But yeah, 69% of you want that, so we definitely will make that happen. Also shoot me a follow on Instagram. I'm going to be posting some plays there. And don't forget, today, the sport car pick of the week does drop. So if you haven't signed up for the Upside Squad, see how good that sounds? Definitely go do so. The link is in the description. That's it for this one, guys. I'll catch you in the next one. Happy investing.